Sunshine holding strong, back-to-back sunny and wind-free days. Another one coming today. It is going to be fairly warm for us all. Normal high is 19 and 29 degrees for our high today. Beautiful, beautiful weather. So let's just calm down with all the Halloween decorating and those pumpkin spice orders, will you? And hand me another beer or maybe a margarita after work today. Sheesh, it was great. Yesterday, I had a solid day after work, got home, hopped on the bike, went for a long cycle. It's great not fighting a 60K wind, just a leisurely ride. I ride past Wascana Golf and Country Club occasionally. Yesterday, when I went by there, it seemed really busy on the greens, and golfers just loving the weather, too. And eventually got home, and after work last night, barbecued again, sat on the deck a while. Just a beautiful evening. Lots of extracurricular activities already underway at night, too, right? High school sports like volleyball, soccer underway right now. High school football practices, getting ready for the games again this weekend. And over at the Cooperative Center, there's always drop-offs for kid hockey camps going on right now. And in fact, the Real District, it's going to be just ugly busy this weekend. Saturday alone, that is going to be the worst day. Yeah, the usual Cooperators traffic at the rinks. Farmers Market again Saturday morning at 9. And they also have a psychic fair in the Trade Center. Party in the park before the football game. Yes, the Alouettes are in town. Of course, the game itself at Mosaic. And in the Brand Center Saturday night, the Keith Urban concert, which is sold out. So the Real District pushing you to share a ride. Take the bus to the football game. And generally expect it to be a nightmare if you're going to look for a parking spot, particularly Saturday over at the Real District. But can't complain. There's not enough to do. Certainly going to be a fun weekend again. As for our riders, 10-2, back to practice yesterday, and they're getting ready to host the Alouettes Saturday. And it now looks as if quarterback Bethel Thompson is going to be at the helm for the Alouettes, trying to halt a five-game slide they're going through right now. And, you know, with a team that's looking for a victory after a slide like that, and the Riders 10-2, you might think it's a little easy to just, you know, kind of think, okay, we're not going to take this one as serious. But Trevor Harris is wanting fans to know that they are approaching it seriously the rest of the season.
If I would tell you that, you know, on our goal sheet was to win 10 games, I'd be lying to you. So it's great that we're where we are right now, but that only means that we've given ourselves the right to be 10-2 right now and be in a position where we have this small lead in the West. But we know that what we've done up to this point doesn't matter. What it comes down to is how we approach the rest of the season. And if we don't come at it with a killer instinct, then we'll really regret it. So we're just 0-0. We got to come away with a win this week.
Quickly becoming a legend himself, the way he's playing as of late. It is a Legends weekend. With Rider alumni returning to Regina, some of whom will be honored at the Plaza of Honor, like offensive lineman Chris Best and longtime assistant coach Alex Smith Sr. as well, too. But just a heads up, too, the Rough Riders wide receiver Ajoa Joe is going to be in the green zone later this afternoon between 2 and 6. Just to follow up on the Banjo Bowl from last weekend, where we saw Zach Caleros knocked out of the game for the third time this year. What looked to be like a head injury. Well, yesterday, Winnipeg coach Mike O'Shea was being pressed by the locals there about the condition of Zach, and he was trying to be tight-lipped.
I think as humans, we should always be concerned whether people are okay. But I'm always tight-lipped because I personally, I don't think it's anybody's business about Zach's state right now, right? I think he'll be good.
Well, with head injuries, though, wouldn't that be kind of
I think you're speculating. Careful.
You expect him to miss some time?
We'll see as the day goes on.
Well, by the end of the day, Zach was listed on their injury report with, quote, head injury. I like music. Of all sorts, right? Classic rock, pop. I think the only thing I'm really not into as much is classical. And lately, in the last 10 years or so, I've gravitated towards country. So Keith Urban is one of my top picks. I'd put him in my top five right now. I saw Keith live about 15 years ago, and he just blew my mind because I couldn't believe what a great musician he was. And I've seen him a half a dozen times ever since. And I will be going Saturday night when he's at the Brand Center again. Just tremendous artist. And his band is worth the price of admission, too. It's pretty much sold out. And yes, all week long, we've been giving away free tickets. And this morning is no exception either. So I'll share with you how to win your tickets this morning here in a second. But first, I want to go to Toronto, where the Toronto Film Festival is on right now. They just honored John Candy with this brand new documentary that's coming to Prime. So if you have Prime, you'll be able to watch it. But it was produced by Ryan Reynolds, who never met John Candy, but apparently a huge fan.
I loved John, and I felt like he brought people together in really interesting ways. I mean, he brought my own family together in interesting ways. I mean, when we would see a John Candy movie, we would all be sitting together. And that's unusual for a star like him to have an audience that can be little kids and grown-ups, and everybody's getting the same amount of enjoyment.
Gus Polinski, Polka King of the Midwest.
Del Griffith, Director of Sales, Shower Curtain Ring Division.
Oh, man, he has got so many great movies. He got me thinking about some of my favorites. Candy starred in, obviously, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
And who could forget Uncle Buck?
Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
Oh, man. If laughter is the best medicine, John Candy was Canada's pharmacist, I think. For the longest time, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles might have been my all-time favorite comedy. It's the one movie that I know every year, particularly at Christmas, like many of you. It comes, John, and I have to watch it. It always makes me laugh. So, hey, this morning for free tickets to the sold-out Keith Urban concert Saturday night, I'm going to ask you to share, what's your go-to comedy? If you could only pick one, knowing that it's going to make you laugh, and that's exactly what you need, what is your favorite comedy? Text me the answer and your first and last name this morning, and everyone who does so goes in the draw, and after 8, I'll make the draw for the Keith Urban tickets. I got not one, but two pairs today. So double your odds of winning here. 1-877-300-7275. Your answer and your first and last name. Look at this. Frank yesterday was singing Billy Joel as his go-to song, and now he wants to weigh in on favorite comedies.
I'm surprised you had me back.
Well, you always surprise me because I don't find you in the mainstream with your picks a lot of the time. So I suspect whatever comedy you love and adore is going to be one that I will be surprised by.
Yeah, so obviously I grew up on the 90s, SNL features like the Wayne's World. And so I get a list of a bunch of those that are my favorite. But actually my absolute favorite is I Love You, Man with Jason Segel and Paul Rudd from 2012.
I did see that. Yeah. I barely remember it, though. Yeah. Yeah. Is there like a classic line or two, or why is that movie so
None fun? That I can say on the air okay, for the most right, part. But yeah, no, it's like a nice.
I Love You, Man.
Yeah, I Love You, Man. Paul Rudd's looking for a friend. He doesn't have any best friends. He's more of like a girl guy. So then he kind of goes on like a dates to find guy friends and meets Jason Segel and they hit it off and hilarity ensues.
Okay, Frank. I Love You, Man.
Oh, I Love You, Man.
All right. There's his pick, but he can't win the Keith Urban tickets, but you can. What's your go-to? 1-877-300-7275. Let's have fun with this throughout the morning. Another warm one halfway through the work week. It's Wednesday morning, going up to 29 degrees today. I've got free tickets to Keith Urban, inviting you to share. What's that go-to comedy movie that always makes you feel good? The one movie. If you could pick only one movie to watch ever again that's a comedy, what would it be? And Marissa has chosen one of my favorite movies, too, We're the Millers.
Hey, those are cool tats, man. What's the one right there?
That's my credo. No regrets.
Like not even a single letter.
Nah, I can't think of one.
We Are the Millers. That's a good choice. Marissa, you're in the draw for the Keith Urban tickets. Everyone who shares their favorite comedy of all time, 1-877-300-7275, goes in the draw to win Keith Urban tickets. Solid out. It's not one, but two winners after the 8 o'clock news. So it's worth your while. Sold out show at the Real District at the Brand Center on Saturday night. I love to see how the community is stepping up to help a gentleman who is described as a mentor for a lot of kids, Jay Ott, a Regina firefighter and girls hockey coach. Sadly, he's been diagnosed with stage 3 throat and neck cancer And there's a GoFundMe page that has been set up. It's raised more than $90,000. He put out a video to say thanks, saying it's hard to take other people's money.
We will do our best to accept this help. We know we need it. I won't be going back to work for a very long time.
The GoFundMe page describes Coach Jay as the heartbeat of the Lumsden Lynx hockey program. And he has spent his life being the helping hand who carries others through their hardest moments, according to the GoFundMe page. So keep fighting the fight, buddy. Nice to see how everyone's coming together for him there, too. Details of the new iPhone dropped yesterday, the iPhone 17. It comes in 5 new colors. It sounds pretty cool.
The front screen is ridiculously scratch resistant. The cameras on the back have a lot of megapixels, and you can zoom in up to 8x. That's iPhone Air. It's thin, light, made with titanium, and has the power and guts of a pro. Quick question, are we team landscape or portrait selfies? Doesn't matter, because the front camera automatically fits all your friends in the picture without having to rotate your phone. Cute. The rear camera's a beast. It's like having 4 lenses in one. No, that's not FaceTime. She's recording the winning shot and her reaction to it at the same time. And it has an all-day battery with clutch fast charging.
Boy, it only takes 20 minutes to recharge its battery, and it says it lasts longer, too. There's also the new AirPod Pro 3 that promise better fit, sound, and a tiny sensor that tracks your heart rate during workouts. The Apple Watch Series 11 could detect signs of chronic high blood pressure and notify you. And there's this, perhaps the coolest new offering from them all is, if you're a world traveler, the new AirPod Pro 3 has a live language translation feature. So your iPhone displays their words in English using a simple gesture. Translation begins like this. You walk into, say, a flower shop in Spain.
Translating Spanish.
Hola, bienvenida.
Hi.
Hoy todos los claveles.
Hello, welcome. Today, all the red carnations are 50% off.
You'd be hearing that in your earphones. It doesn't just translate individual words either. The meaning of each phrase is translated for you. When you need to talk, you just speak naturally.
I'd love to take some of these to my sister for her birthday. I'll buy 8, please.
And with that, the iPhone displays your words in their language and can even read it out loud if needed. Amazing, huh? Apple, though, is going to charge you almost $1,600 for the iPhone 17 Pro. The iPhone Air starts at about $1,500 Canadian. And the starting price for the basic iPhone 17 is just a little more than $1,100. Keith Urban, Riders, Alouettes. So much going on this coming weekend, including Globe Theater is going to be having a big open house this Saturday and Sunday. And it starts with their gala, which I can't wait to attend myself on Friday night. Globe Theater completely done with construction now. To bring us up to date, Heather Irvin, who is in charge of all the celebrations. Heather, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
I know it's taken 5 years to get there, but what is now known as McCorkadale Place, newly renovated. Maybe just explain to those here in Regina that wonder, McCorkadale Place, the building had another name prior, right?
Yeah, so the building was historic Prince Edward Building and is now newly renovated with 2 brand new theater spaces. McCorkadale is the wonderful McCorkadale family, and it's important to them that the city continues to invest in arts and culture and sports and becomes and stays a place that people want to live. So investing in the Globe Theater, this iconic renovation, was really important to them.
Let's go back to the beginning of this build. It literally was gutted, wasn't it?
Yeah. So our architects at P3A call it the Great Pumpkin Project. Historic building, the historic facade, the Tindlestone that is so beloved in the prairies, remains the same. But everything inside the building has been gutted to create new purpose-built cultural space. Before, everything was sort of retrofitted and squeezed into the pre-existing building. And now, the only theater on the round in the country has been built out, so there's more leg room. There's more room for theater magic. We have a catwalk that goes around the entire theater space. We have a trap room, the Lisa Mitchmulder trap room, which is below the stage, which creates opportunities for things to appear and disappear. There's really so much more room for theater magic.
Heather Irvin's my guest from Globe Theater. So it has been running. The magic of theater has been ongoing. We've seen plays in there already.
Yes.
So why a gala now?
Well, now we're finished. This past season, we were only able to do 4 shows. We were working alongside construction, so our artists and everyone were intrepid in their work. Now it's finished, it's complete, and it's an opportunity for us to thank the community and for the community to come and enjoy and celebrate. So to really celebrate and to show her off in all of its beauty, McCorkadale Place is one of the most accessible and state-of-the-art cultural facilities in the country. And we're really proud of that. We're proud of the work that we get to do on the stage. And I always say that the staff at the Globe Theater, we're just the caretakers for the next generation. And this is our job now, is to show off the work from the people before us. So we stand on the shoulders of visionaries who had this dream for this theater. And we are so grateful to be the ones to steward it to its opening. And we want everyone to be a part of that.
GlobeTheaterLive.com has tickets for the gala on Friday night, but you're opening the doors Saturday and Sunday to the public. Is this free?
Yeah, most things are free or by donation. We have tours sort of every hour that we're open, so 10 to 4 on Saturday. We also have our architects at P3A are doing an architectural and history tour, so you can really get to know all of those amazing stories and things they found in the walls and all sorts of other things. We also have open rehearsals for the master plan by Michael Healy, and our artistic director, Jennifer Bruin, is directing it. So you get to sit in and see her work. We also have an opportunity for you to come and sit on the main stage on Saturday night, have a cocktail. We'll have some props and set pieces from prior productions that you can, you know, get your photo taken with. We have some scripts if you want to do a scene on stage, have your moment on stage. We have a drag show on Saturday night, and on Sunday there's a Q&A with our artistic and executive directors in our lobby. You can have a drink and ask them any questions you have about the upcoming season, about the building as a whole, or theater in general, whatever you want to ask them.
It really is a Globe Theater weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It sounds super fun. Hey, Heather, what is one of the weirdest things you found in the walls there during construction?
We found a lot of receipts, receipt books.
What?
People's invoice books hidden in the walls.
No kidding.
The building's been the post office. It's been City Hall. It's been RCMP holding cells. It's been a mall. It's had various stages of renovations at every one of those places. So there's a lot of mysteries that unfolded as we unpacked those walls.
So no Phantom of the Opera-like skeleton in the wall to haunt Globe Theater moving forward?
No, just the ones we put on stage ourselves.
Excellent. Production's coming up. Master Plan, as you mentioned, is the first one. And we got A Christmas Carol, I think, Frozen in the new year, right?
Yeah. And Theater School.
What's Theater School?
So we have Theater School classes for youth as young as 4 all the way up to adults. And on Saturday, there's free classes you can try out, but you can register your youth or yourself for the year.
Heather, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Greg. Thank you.